Also, Ohio State Fair officials are announcing some of their upcoming concert programs. The 2018 series will see a mix of genres, including classic rock, comedy, and R&B. And among the acts will be Reba McEntire in July. And then the brothers Osborne and Jeff Dunham will take the stage in August. And more information about this can be found at ohiostatefair.com. And then for local news, you can go to WTUZ.com for more information.
Thank you, Mary. Wait, did you say Reba?
Yeah.
At the Ohio State Fair, huh?
Yeah.
Is she going to come in her Colonel Sanders garb or no?
She might.
She going to bring some Smoky Mountain barbecue along with her?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
She might eat some before the show.
I'm going to tell you guys one thing right now. It's going to be one heck of a show. One, because I'm running on lack of sleep today.
Yes.
So good morning to you. But anyway, how are you today, Mary? You good?
Nah.
Feeling great?
No,
well, awesome. There's two of us now that are really the only two that matter here in the morning
At least
hours.
You were paying attention to the time. I mean, I heard you start talking. I was like, oh, headline time. Oh, no.
You may want to look at that clock you have in there.
What clock?
Well, your computer clock, I guess. There's not a clock on the wall. You're right about that. Maybe there should be a clock on the wall.
There should be.
It's only the newsroom.
Yeah.
Hey, happy first day of spring.
Yeah.
We have that going for us.
We do, yeah.
Also, what we have going for us is a good old winter weather advisory, too, for the first day of spring. Starts at, I guess, what, at like 8 tonight and goes until 8 tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think it's
8 p.m.
8 p.m. to 8 p.m.
8 p.m. So a good 24 hours. Great.
Yeah.
First 24 hours of spring are going to be awesome.
I know, right? The drive tomorrow morning with all the snow will be delightful.
Yeah, make sure you get up early.
Ugh.
All right?
All right.
You hear me? No,
right.
I'm just kidding. But we're actually going to experience some of this maybe wintry mix within the next couple of hours.
I know,
here
yeah.
in our area.
Yeah.
So if you head to work, I don't know, around 8:30 or 9, maybe leave a little earlier, give yourself a little extra time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's supposed to snow a little bit all day, I think.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of driving, though, morning quickies, the story from Tempe, Arizona. You may have heard about it, about this self-driving car that Uber has. Well, they have a bunch of them. The autonomous vehicles, if you will.
Okay.
One of them hit a pedestrian there in Tempe. Actually killed her.
A
49-year-old woman was walking across the street with her bike, the self-driving vehicle. Now, there was somebody in the car, I guess like an assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, in there with the car, but the car was driving itself. It's first death reported from a self-driving vehicle, and I'm sure it's going to sort of hinge the self-driving vehicle future for the time being.
As it should. You know, I'm all for progress, but I just can't get my mind wrapped around self-driving vehicles.
I mean, they're great and all until they start killing pedestrians with their bicycles.
Yeah, like Kit on Knight Rider was okay. Like, I could handle Kit, but not.
Like I said, that's the first death involving a test or self-driving vehicle. Autonomous is the word I'll prefer to use. It was a Volvo going about 40 miles per hour. It wasn't really speeding or anything.
Okay.
But Uber now, they suspended all their operations for these self-driving cars in Phoenix, Pittsburgh, San Francisco.
As they should.
And Toronto.
As they should.
Until they figure out what's going on. Actually, in March, I think of last year, there was a Uber self-driving vehicle, I think in Arizona too.
Really?
Which actually flipped over on its side. I don't know if it hit a curb and was just a one vehicle accident.
Missed that turn there.
Yeah. Misjudged the corner there, stupid computer. You're only smarter than all of us. Now, that's the thing. They have all these lasers and camera sensors, all these sophisticated computers, but still, it's I don't know. It's out of my control. You'll never see me in a self-driving vehicle.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that.
No way.
I don't even like flying that much.
Yeah.
Let alone being in a self-driving vehicle. I just like being in control. It's one of those control things.
We know.
Yeah. What do you mean, you know? What's that supposed to mean, Mary? You trying to make a wise crack over there?
No.
Of someone being in control?
No, we love your control.
Ask my wife. I'm not a control freak at all. Whatsoever.
Well, she's your wife, so she's one in control.
Don't ask her. How about that? Don't ask her. You could do it the old-fashioned way instead of grabbing an Uber or having a self-driving car. Maybe call the police for a ride if you need a little help.
There you go.
In Rhode Island, police are very helpful. Over this past weekend for St. Patrick's Day,
really?
They have this program, which is called just basically a free ride home program. If you're a little intoxicated, they do it over holidays. If you're a little intoxicated, can't drive, call the police, and they will gladly pick you up.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Take you home. In the small little town of Warwick, Rhode Island, 14 people called in and said they needed a ride home.
Needed a ride
home. On St. Paddy's Day weekend. 8 last year, 6 the year before. So the program continues to grow.
Yeah, apparently more drunk drivers, or not drunk drivers, but more people intoxicated.
Yeah, self-medicating themselves.
Yes, they're celebrating the holidays more so there.
Yeah, did you have any green beer over the weekend, by the way? Forgot to ask you that yesterday.
No, I didn't. I had no alcohol.
Any green food whatsoever? Broccoli, maybe some green beans?
Yeah,
green eggs and ham, maybe?
I had broccoli.
Did you really?
I think so, yeah.
You're quite the healthy eater, though.
I try to be.
I saw you eating carrots yesterday. Now, you said they were baby carrots. I walked in there. Those were not baby carrots.
Yes, they are.
Those were the size of Cheetos, Mary. Those weren't baby carrots.
I can't help the size of
those
them.
Those were a cheese puff size.
Cheese puff size.
Seriously,
yes.
Anyway, hey, celebrate the first day of spring, if you will. But like I said, later, it's going to get a little nasty.